Good evening. Let's open our word of prayer real quick. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you and thank you for your word. We thank you for this time that you've given to us, Lord. Just guide and direct us with your spirit. Just help us to just look into your word. Help the hearts that are yielded and open to you. That all is in his name. Amen. Okay. Pastor is gone. Up with me. And if you'll turn over to First Psalm real quick, I'm going to ask just a few questions. Okay, how many would know principle? This question in the jail several times. And I want to respond. Okay. So how many of you would lie to get out of jail? Anybody? Anybody? How many people do you think would lie to get out of jail? What's that? Everyone? One of them raised their hand. I will. So what is the difference between, and a lot of them profess to be believers. What is the difference? Okay. So there's a difference between professing to know Christ. And there is. There's a difference. So what is the difference between us and them? What's that? Where they're located or their position, okay? So their position, where they're at, whether it's hanging around with people, most of them do, most all of them, you can't hang around with people. And they're always talking about their friend, this friend, this, I can stay with this friend, he'll help me to accomplish what I, you know, when I get out. All these things are lives and create small problems. You want. So, and most all of them will go back to jail. Okay? So, first Psalm is that blessed is man that walks not the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sin. I want us to see something tonight. Okay? So when that principle number six is here, those that do not love the Lord will not help us to serve the Lord. Okay? So and if you take that and you put that over in the first Psalm says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Okay? So what does it mean to have coming to them as the one and not one of the counselors, but wanting them to justify what they're doing. A lot of times you have come to them with a preconceived idea, or you ask seeking counsel with somebody, where you have no preconceived idea, you're going to sit there and you're going to say, okay,
I'm asking counsel. I want to know if I should buy a new house or not.
And when they say, counselor is asking, he says, no, don't do it. So, where would I find the answer to how I approach these things and how I get good godly counsel? See, because everybody is supposed to seek godly counsel. We're called to seek godly counsel, right? Because I'm going to go to Proverbs. I'm going to share some of these Proverbs. Okay? I'm going to turn over here to Proverbs real quick, because this is kind of where I wanted to go, is what does it mean to really seek godly counsel? And Proverbs, go to first one, Proverbs 11:24 real quick. And then we'll just kind of just go around through the Proverbs, and we'll kind of get the gist of how this is all going to work. Okay. In Proverbs 11:14, it says this: where no counsel is, the people fail. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety.
Okay. What does it mean by a multitude of counselors?
More than one. So how many would you? You ask enough counselors until you get the answer that you. But you came to them, every one of them, with a preconceived idea. You're not really asking them. You're just asking somebody to tell you, hey, that's a good idea. Go on down the road. You want them to feel good. Feel like that. Good counselor will tell you not what you want to hear. Sometimes it's good. And maybe. This is the thing I'm saying. When somebody asks the pastor, they don't want to introduce her. They're going to ask me about that. A lot of times, that snap question that snaps is on the phone. I thought about it. How good they need life. I mean, you've done all the research on this. You've done everything that you need to do to find out if this is good. A good house. Okay. It's not going to be a solar panel. Drop your property down. Whatever. There's a lot of questions that you can ask. And good counselor would ask those questions. So now, how does this work for the guy? He's going to ask them, what do I need to do when I get out? So what do you want? What are you going to tell them? What would you tell them? That. I'm sure it's a good program. That's a good program. The way you want to have a good program. That's a good program. Most of the guys are coming out. I've done math. How are you going to counsel me? What do I need to do? Where do I need to go?
Because this is what we do. So you tell them, you say, I'm not telling you this for any particular reason, but I felt led to share it. Now, one is like to talk to somebody that has no hope for the future. But he's looking at you. Yeah, no hope whatsoever. Somebody. And they'll say, I'll do anything you want to do. And then do it. Right after you go down the book. And then never. How many know what that verse is? Romans 12. Be not transformed, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. They prove their goodness of the first of all. How do you renew your mind? Word of God, not just the Word of God, but everything that's in that book. What do you think God's God? Godly wisdom. Okay. I'll give you a definition of wisdom. Okay. This is out of properly having knowledge, hence having the power to discern and judge correctly, or discrimination between what is true and what is false, between that what is proper and what is improper. Okay, so what is proper? The Lord is beginning of wisdom. What do you mean? Should hear that. Say, you're
is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Don't you know that? So, how do I fear God in such a way that I want to be saved? So Peter talks about this. It's put up on your mind. Reverence. We put him on a pedestal that he is. So the biblical side of this, the biblical part of it. So if you really want to understand what wisdom is, and I had a lot more things there, I don't know either. I don't know. Last night I was in there for an hour, about 10 minutes. Really? That's when you know. I enjoy it because I get to talk to God. I say, I get to talk with you. Your problem. How many of you guys ever come to me? A couple of you. Come in. we have to take God's word at face value, and we have to apply. So if we apply God's word, what is that? What is applying God's word to our life? Wisdom! There it is! God is wisdom. Psalms or Proverbs 2. And I'll just go over there and I'll just read this real quick and I'll be done. I'll put the last back on. Okay. And it talks about this, my son. If thou receive my word, and thou hide my commandments with thee, so that an incline thine ear to wisdom, and apply thy heart to understanding. Yet thou criest after knowledge, liftest up thy voice to understanding. If thou seekest her as silver, searchest for her as hidden treasure. Lord, Lord giveth wisdom out of his mouth. Next week.